We will finish this week's news with two stories about controversial underground power cables, good and bad news on the health service front, and finally a remarkable murder mystery. Jane will begin with the underground cables.
Delays to two controversial cable routes in East Anglia will see household electricity bills rise by at least £50 a year. Energy Secretary Ed Miliband pledged to cut energy bills by up to £300 by the next election. But ministers have now been told two critical national grid projects, Norwich to Tilbury and Seelink, from the coast of Suffolk near Aldborough to Kent, will not be ready for the 2030 deadline. It means that the government could have to pay developers of offshore North Sea wind farms not to produce electricity because the grid would be unable to transfer it to people's homes. Analysis by the National Energy System Operator, NESA, found that both the 112-mile cable route from Norwich to Tilbury in Essex and the 76-mile Seelink project are not expected to be working until 2031, missing the deadline. NESA has calculated that the total cost of the delays would add £4.2 billion to consumer energy bills in 2030, at least £50 a year per household.
The Bishop of Norwich has called for underground cables across the Waveney Valley. In a House of Lords energy debate on July the 9th, he spotlighted Lowestoft and King's Lynn churches, highlighting their struggle to connect to the national grid due to high costs. The bishop, who is also the Church of England's lead bishop for the environment, had just attended a climate lobby in Parliament Square. He said, "I am not usually someone who joins such events, but for me, it is vital for us to hear the Climate Coalition and the great many people who are raising this issue of climate change and nature loss, because it seems to be slipping down the political agendas." He argued that churches, including St Margaret's in Lowestoft and St Mary's in King's Lynn, were quoted between £90,000 and £130,000 for low-voltage cable connections to the grid. He said, "If churches could have easier and cheaper ways to connect into the grid alongside other community buildings, they could not only move away from fossil fuels, but become generators of solar energy and provide this to their local communities."
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, heart failure team, has won a national pride for its innovative monitoring system. They were recognised by the British Cardiovascular Society for their project that detects early signs of worsening heart condition. The co-management system, launched in May, monitors alerts from implantable devices like pacemakers, indicating fluid accumulation in heart failure patients. These alerts are now rapidly triaged to the heart failure specialist nurses, who respond swiftly. Previously, this process took around 3 weeks, but now patients are contacted within 3 days. Dr. Will Jenner, who led the project, said, "The new co-management system for Metrionic devices allows alerts to be rapidly streamlined. It is yet another great example of how our heart failure specialist nurses use their experience and skill in the management of heart failure patients to prevent hospital admissions."
Concerns have been raised that vulnerable people will be left voiceless after a health watchdog was told it faces the axe. Health Watch Norfolk has heard it may need to close following the government's announcement of its 10-year NHS plan, with equivalent organisations across the country facing the same fears. The Wyndham-based watchdog, which provides a voice for patients to express their concerns about NHS decision-making, hopes to continue operating until at least October 2026. But after Health Secretary Wes Streeting's announcement, it is set to be abolished unless it can be commissioned outside of the NHS. Alex Stewart, its chief executive, said the decision would run the risk of leaving vulnerable people unheard. He said, "While our team are undoubtedly bruised by what has happened, we are determined to continue doing our work for the remainder of Health Watch Norfolk's life, and our priority remains the people of the county."
A 900-year-old Norfolk murder mystery, which spawned a poisonous legacy which still taints the world, has been retold on a popular podcast. The latest episode of The Rest is History focuses on the death of a 12-year-old apprentice, William, whose body was found in Thorpe Woods, on the north of the city, in 1144. The show hosts historians Tom Holland and Dominic Sandbrook recount the story of death and how it came to be blamed on the city's Jewish population. William's family blamed Norwich's Jewish community, but the city's sheriff, John Duchesne, protected them, and the murder was never officially solved. Images of William as a martyr were created for a number of Norfolk churches. A panel of painted oak depicting the boy was part of a rood screen at the St John Madder Market and is now in the collection of the Victoria and Albert Museum in London.